We started this last session, really, that we call in jargon scacchiere. Just wanted to tell you one thing, that's why I picked this image. Miralles live 1,000 models. There are 1,000 models. This just to tell how much important is the model as a mean of exploration, as a mean to go about these ideas. Just for some of you can be interesting, Benedetta Tagliabue created the foundation Enrico Miralles. There is the foundation Enrico Miralles that is in the same building in which there is the studio, and the foundation is a place in which you can go and study and access all the material. They have also conferences there, and she was able to realize this kind of a dream of to have this foundation, Enrico Miralles. It's the place in which to continue develop. I picked this image, I think was nice for this exercise. Okay, now let's understand what are these scacchiere, what do we mean by that? For scacchiere, we mean a critical model of the existing project, but it's not only the existing project, it's also the potentiality of evolution of that specific project. So we are interested to understand how we can interpret in a model the existing project, but not only that, how we can modify and evolving that project in a consistent way. The key word is in a consistent, coherent way. What does it mean? It means that, of course, we have to understand the basic formation rule of that project, and then understanding the field of modification that original idea or that original process or that original design may have. So this idea is that we are really interested to understand in some way the range of possibilities, is another way to say, the range of possibilities that idea or that form-making has. So if we look with this idea, we can start to understand what are the field of variations that are possible to imagine basically in the project that we have seen. Okay, so for example, with this area, with the range of possibilities, let's make a simple example. Let's take the filamentoso example, just to make an example. So we discussed about this project, for example, right? You understand that this project has a set of rules, right? What are the set of rules? It is clear, it's already shown what are the set of rules, you know? There are these walls, these filamentous that create form in the landscape at the same time forming the building. If it is exactly this, or if there is other 10 or 12, they are all consistent with that idea, right? So the scacchiere is a way to say there is some DNA, let's call it like it is a DNA that is compatible with that variations. Another way to think it is you are used, particularly the people that work in information technology, in that master, you are used with the idea of the parametric design, right? With the idea of the parametric design, it basically means that you have a set of possible variation of a certain design. You can change certain things, you know, but without changing the essence. the parametric essence of that particular project. So we do that, instead of do it in simulating in a parametric design that we could do it, we do it in the model, okay? So we have model that is not a model of the building as it is, it is the idea of the evolution, of the possible consistent evolution of that project. Now, this is so important. It's incredibly important, this aspect, for a series of reasons. One is that this is a theory approach. You understood how a people, the same people that you know as a writer in the book that you know, really deal in depth when he has to open a real box, like in this case that one of Miralles. So in this 7-8 hours of lecture, you've been experienced to that, and I hope that you got something. But it's not only that. There is also the actual real workshop part, and the workshop part will move some of this knowledge in the field of design and in the field of potentials of your own design. So that is the reason. So, and we can do that in any possible thing. So how we do it? I will show you some movies. We have hundreds, but I will just show some in order to understand the process. Okay. Okay. I use these exercises in generally when I teach design, there is always this in one moment of the evolution of the course. Let's start with something very simple. Mi chiudi gentilissimamente la luce, per favore. I will start with something that's very, very simple. This is the case of an architecture of Glenn Markoch. And let's see in the little movie what's going on. Okay. Basically, what you see is Glenn Markoch makes these very simple houses. Generally, they are on a path, on a suspended path. These houses are done with a series of pieces that can be composed in different ways. So what is the trick? The trick is the following, that at the beginning, this is the house, how it is. So this is the work that, of course, it is symbolized in a very simple way, how the house is, okay? Then you start manipulate that house in the way they can adapt to different possibilities, to different solution, or to different problems. At the beginning can be a completely abstract exercise, but in reality, when you deal with real constraint, you, for example, understand, just to make the simplest thing, that instead of one floor, you have to do it 2 floors. So what happened using the same DNA? How can I using the DNA instead of 1 floor, 2 floors? Because my program needs 2 floors. Or what happened instead it is long, it become more square-like, because my site is more square-like. So you create explicit a number of variations of that original model in some way that you can play a range of parametric variation, let's say. I insist on the way that it's parametric because, of course, you have to keep the essence of the project. You have not to break the rules. So, for example, here, I think that she's not right. I don't think that is really, it seems more a play. In this part, I don't think that she is consistent. She starts to use it as a play. That is not, I don't think that is the way to actually interpret what is the strength of the project. Some is a lack of a game, so it kind of breaks the parametric aspect. In order to do that, so the first thing is that you must have the pieces, enough pieces, to recreate the original model, or at least, of course, a critical interpretation of the original model. Then, it's always a good idea, absolutely a must, you must have more pieces. Are not enough the pieces that create the original. You have to have create more pieces that belong to the same family in order to allow this range of variations. Okay? And now we'll see other examples so you understand better what's going on. Okay, here she will show you the pieces that she did. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Naturally, some students become kind of a master, a maniac master of this kind of exercise. For example, in this case, of course this is longer, but the idea is always the same. He's working on a building of Mendelssohn. Now at the beginning, recreates again the building of Mendelssohn. Here are the pieces. Okay, and so he starts to recreate the building. Then he understands these are very important variations. These are very important, fundamental in Erik Mendelssohn. This idea that the thing will create something. So he devised one particular technique to do that. So he shows a range of variations that he can have on some elements. So little by little we'll go so this is the original building I think. Questo tu hai avuto come assistente, eri assistente di lui, no? Eri assistente proprio suo. Now he has a completely different case, so he's using the same grammar in some way, he's using the same DNA, the same approach to study what he's going to do. Here he needs for a series of reasons this thing that is divided in two, because there was a building here that must have keep the view. That is a very important idea. That is something difficult to tell the students, but there is one moment that the students understand that the design is a research. Design is not something that goes to from A and B. Professor, tell me what I have to do, and then I do it. No, design does not work like that. I show you certain process and I give you some tool, or the professor give you some tool, but then it's a research. So it's a research that you engaged with the project and work on it until you find one that seems possible. So here, a little by little, you see that that idea that starting from the Mendelssohn building arrived to this particular project that is put in this particular location. There is a reason that there is this location, etc., etc., etc. So this, at this point, he made we don't know how many variations before arriving to this. So really, that idea that research design is a research. It's fundamental, otherwise you don't understand anything, you know? That you think that in architecture, in particular in architectural design, you can arrive to results only following a linear path. Unfortunately, it does not work like that. We can see some others. Then I show some polis one, eh?
mentre che ci lavori pure tranquillamente.
Okay. As I tell you, there are the people that really engage in this thing. This is a project by Lou Sauer on low-rise identity. So at the beginning, he's recreating that. It's an housing project in which the different parts can move one from the other. So he recreates that. So of course, that you can articulate, decide how to change things, etc. You know, all within the same set of rules, let's say like that. So spaces and other things are the result of manipulation of that. Then here he makes another variation, is that this is his actual project, and his actual project it is in a block that are some part that is existing and will remain, and some other parts that are there. So this is a kind of evolution of that idea. So he recreates another set of pieces that are much more articulated than that before, to play with the same need. Oh, look at that. These are all his universe. So he has that system basically to play both the typology and the morphology at the same time, following the same approach that is going there. So he has the three or four pieces correspond to different types of units.
Questa invece era un'ipotesi precedente.
Okay, this was working on another idea that Jenny discarded.
Praticamente una tecnologia pneumatica.
Okay, this is instead a more parametric thing. This was a guy that was very interested in parametric design, so created a whole world about this kind of blobby things, and again, to manipulate different things. And then there is some projects in which the issue of the land, this is coming from Zahadid, how you create projects that have as a landform attitude. So how you create that intertwine process between land and architecture, you know, because if you are objects, if you are objects, people, how you handle what type of system you need to recreate that intertwine game between land and architecture. So that was one system, but we have many systems like that. Chi è questo? Era un nostro studente? Guarda, Setta.
Sì.
Questo era un nostro studente?
Sì.
Questa non era la tua classe?
Sì, era la mia classe.
Ah, era la tua classe questa? Ah. Questo era nostro, sì, era Benedetti per caso?
Sì.
Era Benedetti, e quello che era in tesisti, questo era Benedetti, e quello che era che poi ha lavorato sulle strutture. Ok.
Bene. Ok.
Quello era Antonino. Non c'era Antonino quell'anno? Ok. To continue. Let's see something else. Okay. Then there are people that are creating, they are very imaginative how to do that. But for example, this case is a North Korean guy, and he was working with Stephen Hall Chiasma. I don't know if you know the project. The project is done by two buildings that kind of overlap, intertwine, like that. This is in the book, the Chiasma. Anyway, look what he did.
Okay.
Questo volume può lottare attorno a questa cerniera.
Certo.
Può trascinare, esatto. Trascinare liberamente.
Ok.
okay. Questo, la mia intenzione progettuale è sempre fare un rapporto continuo con il Python.
Ma come parla italiano? Grazie, Dio mio.
Zachene?
These are very bright students from North Korea that have sent to Italy, but then they have to come back.
No, però insomma è chiaro, è chiaro che il sistema di sensibilità della cosa è notevolissimo.
So he really devised a system that is also movable in a very simple way. So the scacchiera is not only putting the pieces, but also playing with that idea. Let's see what else. We have lots. So questa era una tua studentessa, quella che hai messo nel libro. Let's see what we have here. I don't know if we have the movie.
No, she only has the boards. She only has the image that describes the scacchiera.
Okay. So, well, anyway, this student was working on Terragni, Dante, and she devised that, and then she started to create an evolution of all these things. What it is interesting is that this scacchiera, in our case, is an exercise that does not, you feel the smell at the end only if you know the process. Otherwise, you don't imagine that that project has to do exactly with Terragni Danteum. That is the strength of it. Okay, this is her final project, no? So the final project, for people that know the process, they know the certain concept they get, she got from making the scacchiera of that. But then the project has its own evolution, you know? And so, okay, this is the phase of the scacchiera, right? In which she will explain that. These are the pieces, the variation, etc., etc. This is how she explained. And that is, she start to use in her own site, you see? So she start to use some of the concept, since the Danteum is a system of precincts, of walls and courtyards, basically. These are the pieces that she created, etc., etc. Then she started to manipulate the idea, and then they start to apply the idea of the scacchiera to her actual site. You don't do this part, you know, because you don't have an actual design. Now you're really only understanding what are the rules that are there. And then at the end, you know, she makes it, but that is a semester-long project, you know. So for us, we know that was an important part, right?
What's nice about Azura is that she also chooses, you know, the system, how to build the project, because the mother was a teacher at the elementary school, and she was searching the perfect pieces to do it. So before she tried, you know, with paper, she tried with carton, and she tried with many things. And
yeah.
Then she uses two small blocks that are the one that the mother used to teach the students how to make calculations, one, two, three, like this kind of things in the elementary school, and then she discovered that this was the best thing to create this incremental system in order, you know, to reproduce the work from Terragni and then to move to her own version of the work.
Yeah.
This is also interesting.
And this is in the dissertation of Valerio. He used that. L'ha lasciata nel nuovo libro? No, non serve più. Questa, anche nel nuovo?
Sì, perché sulla parte, diciamo,
didattica, insomma, in qualche
modo.
Bene. So, it's good. So to tell you how, in some way, long story this thing has. Well, one of the best scacchiere ever was done by Polis students. Mm-hmm. One of the best scacchiere ever were done by Polis students and were done in one night. To tell you that it's not necessary to have a lot of time, but in one night, it's in a short process. I'm going to show you, of course, in 1 second, but it's one of the example that show that. We'll see it in a little while.
Okay, now this one.
Okay, these are already Polish students, more or less in your, this has been done two years ago or so. In that year, the architect was not, the architect was Frank Lloyd Wright. We did the same thing that we did in Miraglia from Frank Lloyd Wright. they are working in the Usonian house, that is the low-cost American house for Frankfurt Wright, that was based in this L system. She's explaining what it is.
Do it like this, or we want to change the height.
Okay, cominciamo dall'inizio.
Cage in this type of houses.
Let's follow the whole thing.
The same way you shape the
okay, this is another
you
another.
Shape the style.
Yeah. Okay.
Here they are working a very interesting but complex issue. They are doing positive, negative. It was very interesting, very creative one. It's not so easy to tell.
The
Usonian is very clear to talk about.
So you implement the game. So this is just the first beginning. But it's a very interesting way to approach, because again, what is a mistake